All right, it's 9:41 here on WPHM. It is Tuesday. Kind of a great day out there, too. Should get into the upper 50s before the day is through. Maybe a rain shower, too. More details in the weather forecast coming up in just a few minutes. The Religious Freedom Restoration Act. It's been discussed a lot and has wide-ranging implications. There's a workshop scheduled for this weekend to discuss that a little bit further. It's going to be on Sunday at Unity Blue Water, and Reverend Julie Montag is here to tell us more about it. Julie, good morning.
Good morning.
There's been a lot of controversy about the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. What is it, in your view? Explain what the legislation would do.
The legislation does several things, but first off, it restricts bathrooms, and that's the thing that they've talked the most about
in North Carolina
in news.
Yeah.
It's the same law as North Carolina and Mississippi passed. They're considering it here in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that, which is being challenged, as you know, probably by the federal government,
right.
Because it's against the Civil Rights
right.
Amendment. But it also does some other things. It allows people with a certain religious belief to not serve people that look gay or they think are gay because it's against their religion, or serve them in their stores or their restaurants or rent apartments to them. So it's really a pretty broad attack on our civil liberties.
I think one of the most famous stories that we hear of is a same-sex couple that's going to be married, and they're making their wedding preparations, and they go to a bakery and they say, "Would you bake us a wedding cake?" "No, we don't. We don't believe in your lifestyle. Therefore, we're not going to bake you a wedding cake." It's that sort of a thing, right?
Well, it's that sort of thing. And another story I heard that is so typical is a couple of same-sex women that were a couple decided to become foster parents, and the foster system approved them and thought they had a lovely home and were very good parents, and they had this disabled child. They took an infant that was disabled, special needs, and raised her till 5 years old. And when she was five, they decided they wanted to adopt her. And it was referred back to the orphanage that the child was connected to, which was a faith-based orphanage, and they didn't believe in same-sex relationships. So they came and took this five-year-old out of her home, never to see those parents again. And it was, that's very damaging to the child as well as heartbreaking for the parents.
In fact, I think we tend to forget the court case that ended up in front of the Supreme Court that determined that same-sex couples could marry across the country was an adoption case in Michigan. A same-sex couple mm-hmm. that wanted to adopt their children and were denied that and ended up before the Supreme Court. Tell us about the workshop coming up on Sunday.
Well, the workshop explores faith-based communities and how to look at this in new and different ways. Instead of looking at it as we're going to judge you for the lifestyle choices you are making, and it's to look at it as a whole segment of a population. And, gender, sexual orientation has been going on since the Roman times. It's not, and probably before that, it's not new. And so to discriminate against a whole segment of people is something that we're really trying to stem, the flow of in that direction. We're working on how to talk to people of faith in ways that they can hear so that we can look at that idea of separation of church and state, which for most of us that believe in the Constitution is very near and dear to us. I mean, that's how the pilgrims got here, because of religious persecution. So that's mostly what it's about. We have a wonderful workshop leader, Judith Lewis, who has worked for years and years with gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender people as they're aging, and some of the support she can give there. And she's witty, she's funny, and she's just delightful to be with.
You mentioned at the beginning of our conversation about people being discriminated discriminated against based on their outward appearance, because sexual orientation is something that is addressed privately, you know, we're talking, you know, the civil rights movement of the 50s and 60s with racism that deals with the outward appearance. How what is your skin color? What do you look like? And to say that somebody looks gay or acts gay or dresses gay really should be irrelevant when it comes to the service industry.
Yeah, we need to be not just colorblind, but, you know, allowing people to express the way they want. Mm. I know as a child born in the 50s, that it was much more difficult for men to become artists and different things because of the bias against being creative and artistic, even, you know. So that's something that I'm hoping we're all evolving out of, allowing people to be and express the way that they feel is the most natural for them.
The workshop to explore and discuss the Religious Freedom Restoration Act is scheduled for this Sunday at Blue Water Unity on 17th Street in Port Huron. Now, what time is it going to be?
It's going to start at 2 o'clock.
And do people need to register ahead of time for this?
Well, it'd be nice to know because there's going to be treats, you know, so we want to make sure and have enough so they can call the church and just put their name on the list. That's great.
All right.
And if they forget to do that, please come anyway. We'd rather see you there.
Should be an interesting discussion coming up this Sunday. And you can visit the website, unityofbluewater.org. Julie, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it very much.
Thanks, Paul, for having me. Always a delight to
be here. Reverend Julie Montag with us from Unity Blue Water on